आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS रेडियो मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
दोस्तों, भारतीय सिनेमा को लगभग 100 वर्ष पूरे हो चुके हैं और इस सिनेमा में कई ऐसे लोगों का योगदान है जिनके बारे में शायद हम नहीं जानते। ऐसे ही एक समुदाय है भारत में रहने वाले ज्यूज, जी हाँ, यहूदी। इन लोगों के योगदान को अब सामने लेकर आ रहे हैं मेलबर्न स्थित डॉक्यूमेंट्री फिल्म मेकर डैनी बेन मोशे। डैनी, SBS के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
थैंक यू वेरी मच।
डैनी का जो प्रोजेक्ट है इसका नाम है शलाम बॉलीवुड। ये एक डॉक्यूमेंट्री फिल्म है और अब डैनी से जानते हैं कि ये पूरा प्रोजेक्ट कब, कैसे शुरू हुआ और क्यों हुआ।
Well, I kind of got into the story in a strange way. I had an Indian international student. I'm also an academic, or was an academic, and I had an Indian international student working for me, and she had some problems, and I helped her out, and like with the landlord and stuff like that. And her father back in India was very appreciative, and somehow he knew I was Jewish, and so he just sent me an article. It was an obituary for Nadira, the actress Nadira, when she died. This was obviously several years ago, and I always knew, had known there were Indian Jews, but the story about an Indian Jewish Bollywood superstar really fascinated me. So I went to India, I got a little bit of money to go to India with the idea of making a film about Nadira. And I would go and I would talk to people and they would say, oh, do you want to come and meet some of Uncle David's family? Or they would say, oh, are you also including Pramila in your film? And on it went. And then they go, well, obviously then Sulochana must be, you know, a big part of your story. And she lived here. And it was like, oh, I thought there was kind of one Jewish superstar in Indian cinema, but it turned out that Nadira was really not the only or the last, but she was, well, not the only or the first, but she was actually the last in a long line of Jewish female in particular superstars of the Indian silver screen.
जैसा कि डैनी ने हमें बताया कि डेविड, सुलोचना, नादिरा और कई ऐसे बड़े सितारे थे जो यहूदी थे, ज्यू थे और भारतीय सिनेमा, हिंदी सिनेमा में अपना योगदान दे रहे थे। हमने डैनी से जानना चाहा कि इन सबके नाम तो हिंदुस्तानी थे, इसका क्या कारण था?
First thing is, a lot of people in India don't even know what a Jew is. You know, that's number one. I found that out for myself. And two, they just kind of get confused with other Anglo-Indians. So when I was doing my research, for example, I was told, oh yeah, these actresses were Jews, but they were like Patience Cooper or Azuri, but they weren't. And I had to go down and track their family and get clarity. But one reason why, so that's one reason why people don't know that they're Jewish. But the other is, of course, their stage names. Sulochana's real name was Ruby Myers, a Jewish name, but Pramila's name was Esther Abraham. Nadira's name was Fahad Ezekiel. So these Jewish names are not going to be easy or memorable or that accessible for an audience in India. So they were all given these stage names, and that's one reason why they were not known to be Jewish.
Danny, आपने audiences की बात की, तो हम जानना चाहेंगे कि आपकी documentary film के मुख्य audience क्या है?
I think there's a broad audience for this film. I hope there's a broad audience for the film. Firstly, it's all lovers of Indian cinema, which of course is within and way beyond India. Secondly, it is to, for many Indians, the stars who are the subject of my film are household names. So it's for Indians, and I know it's for Indians all, not just in India, but around the world. That's number two. Number three would be, obviously, Jewish people. Number four would be people who are interested in cinema stories. And number five would be people who are interested in gender stories, because it's very much a female story. But number six would be people who are interested in intercultural stories, because it is a very positive intercultural story. It's a story where there are differences of faith, of culture, of ethnicity, but those differences are put aside for the love of making films. And there's something very unique in the Indian Jewish experience, which is India must be the only country in the world where Jews have not experienced indigenous anti-Semitism. Now, I think there's a whole range of reasons for that. But my documentary tells the story of, you know, Jewish relationships with Muslims. Pramila was married to the actor Kumar, for example. So I think, you know, in this day and age, when we have this rather troubled global community, the film is also of appeal to people interested in that. But ultimately, a documentary boils down to a story. Is it a good story? It's a fun film. It's a cheeky film. It's an interesting film. So I hope it's for anyone who's just looking for a good hour and a half of entertainment.
Danny, आप एक पुरस्कृत documentary filmmaker हैं. जानना चाहूँगा कि इस film, यानी शलाम Bollywood को बनाते हुए क्या दिक्कतें आई?
Firstly, you know, there's a few things. There's one, your story has got to be of interest to other people's story. Number two is there are only so many hours of broadcast time for films to be shown. And number three is the financing. And just to talk about all of those for a minute, when I pitched this film, you know, to broadcasters, to TV stations, they would either say to me, like in Australia, it's got to have Australian content. Well, there's no Australian content. And then in India, you've got to be an Indian filmmaker. Well, I'm not an Indian filmmaker. And then when I went to other country broadcasters in America or the UK, they said, oh, it's a bit too Indian. Can you make it a bit more Jewish? And then I'd make it more Jewish. And they go, it's a bit too Jewish and not Indian enough. And then others would say to me, it's too historical. And others would say it's too contemporary. So when you're trying to get your films commissioned by broadcasters, they have their purview that they're trying to fit. And the films don't always fit neatly. And this fitted outside the square. It's a Jewish Indian story. So I am basically just, in the end, had to go and go off and make it on my own. And that raises the issue of the challenge of finance. So for that, I've launched a... the film is 99% complete. It's been a long process. It's been 11 years in which I'm making this film. And my aim is to have the film released in Australia later this year. But, you know, getting archive and music can be very expensive for films. So I'm currently making a final push to raise $20,000 through the Indiegogo website, crowdfunding website. And then there's a whole load of rewards and returns people get. They get downloads to the film, tickets to screenings of the film, posters for the film, depending on the amount of donation. And in Australia, people can also make tax-deductible donations. It's getting towards the end of the financial year. They get the same benefits that are listed on the Indiegogo crowdfunding site. But if they go to the Documentary Australia Foundation website, put Shalom Bollywood in, those donations are tax-deductible. So really, I hope, you know, a lot of people want to see the film. It's a fun story. It's an important story. It's an untold story. One thing I should say about difficulties about making films, it's been very difficult to navigate India. Bureaucracy, film archives, that's kind of made it harder, but I've had a couple of assistants in Mumbai, Pune, who have helped me do so.
Danny, chalte-chalte, aapke aane wale projects kya hain?
Oh, well, I'm hoping to make, I'm about to make a new documentary for SBS called for their Untold Australia series. I made a strictly Jewish film for the series last year, which also had about an Indian wedding in the series. I'm making another documentary for SBS for the forthcoming series, which will be broadcast next year. And I'm hoping next year is the 70th anniversary of the State of Israel's founding. And I'm hoping to make a documentary to coincide and about Israel's turning 70.
Danny, SBS Hindi mein baat karne ke liye, apna kimti samay dene ke liye, dhanyawad.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।